This is the MMA Takes Podcast. With your host, Brian Petrie.
Boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. What's up with the what's up? Feels like we haven't done one in a while, boys. As you can see, Chris and Costello on the bottom of your screen, if you're watching, if you're listening, you'll hear his voice in a second. This sumbitch got the title. He strapped up, had a great UFC 271 pick'em. He won this title. Who did he win from, me or Timbo? Timbo? Tim won it for Timbo. Timbo looking for revenge here. We got a banger of a card. A banger of a card. Champ, say some words, please. Tell us what it's all about.
Man, I've actually, when you said that, I was like, I've had a good year picking so far.
Yeah.
It's been like probably like 80%. So it's been good. Sick, looking Brad. Forward to this one.
Sick brag from my guy. So, Timbo, the answer to your originally decision went for Oleksychuk, but the result of the fight was overturned or no contest following a positive drug test. So he beat Khalil Roundtree by decision and then overturned by drug test. So that is the answer that you asked before we got on. So now we're live, baby. I'm excited for this card. Timbo, Christian, me, Sharp City, just sharp as can get. And we got some fucking picks for you. We're going to give locks at the end of the show. If this is first time listening, I know I have some new viewers, listeners after the Anna Conforian podcast. So this is what we do. We pick fucking winners. First fight of the night, Dustin Jacoby, minus 200, minus 190. You can get him at different books. He's fighting Lord Michelle Oleksychuk. Kristen, I pronounced that right. Kristen, you give it a go, and then Timbo, you give it a go.
Oh, fuck.
Oleksychuk.
Okay, Timbo.
Oleksychuk.
Nice. That was actually, you had a little tone to it. It was fucking nice. Kristen, you're the champ. You pick first here, babe. What do you like on this this curtain jerker?
Don't really love it as a curtain jerker fight. I kind of like some, I don't think it'll be super exciting. I think you just are going to get, I mean, you know, Jacoby is just a, you know, meat and potatoes kickboxer. Oleksychuk is, I think, outperformed. I think less of him than he probably is. I don't think it's going to be super exciting. I think you're looking at like a 29, 28, 30, 27 Jacoby kickboxing decision type fight. Pretty confident in this one. He's better, but like I said, I think I kind of underrate Lord Michel. Or I think he changed his nickname, but something like that.
He changed his nickname? Oh my God. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hussar, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Lord was cooler, dude. Lord was cooler. So you're taking Jacoby there. Timbo, Dustin Jacoby's kind of your guy. You do like this dude. I've seen you pick him a lot. Are you riding with him here?
Yeah, he's quietly undefeated. Like, I'm assuming he's not ranked yet, but he's got the draw with Ian Cucullaba. But then aside from that, let's see.
He's right outside the top 15. I think they have him ranked 19th.
Yeah.
Barely won that fight, a year ago. It was the most boring card ever. He barely won that fight. I remember because I bet him, and I thought I got lucky.
I think Christian hit him on the head, though. I think Dustin Jacoby is going to be the better striker, but he's going to be patient. He's going to just pick his shots. I haven't looked at the lines, so the betting lines for the props, but this is going to decision 100%. Yep. Dustin Jacoby, I just think he's going to have the better striking technique and get it done via decision, you know, 29-28 style.
Yeah, hard to argue against your boys there. 28-20. I actually really like Dustin Jacoby in this spot. I agree with your takes that it's going to be a decision victory. I might, because Oleksychuk does gas a little bit. He's trying to fix it a little bit, but he is very undersized for 205. Small guy, big body puncher, has gassed out in pretty much all his losses that he has had in the UFC. Dustin Jacoby does keep a good pace. Good size for 205. I like his height. I like his striking. He's not overwhelmingly powerful, but he does obviously have a kickboxing background, you know, went to K1 for a little bit, Glory, whatever it was. So yeah, I'm on Jacoby with you guys. I think it's going to be a decision win. The only difference is I like it a lot. This is the very first slime ball of the night candidate, Justin Jacoby. Hope you guys, here we go. My guy, Jeannie Douglas. Hope you guys are doing well. Hey. This guy fucking tunes in every time. I love it. Jeannie. Jeannie, I just picked Dustin Jacoby for the record. Let's go. Louisville Klein.
Plus 250 on that decision prop, by the way.
That's gorgeous.
Good. That's a good fucking number. Be betting that. Like, big time. Gonna
be betting. That's gorgeous. Louisville Klein, 17-4. He is a plus 150 underdog. Fighting Devontae Smith, 11-3. He is a minus 170 favorite. Little surprised by this line. Louisville Klein came to the UFC hot, 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 and then has shit the bed. Devontae Smith has all the skills, has no chin. Interesting fight here, Timbo. Hard to break down, hard to pick here. What's your take here, babe?
So I'm leaning Devontae. Do we have a line on this?
Yeah, it's Louisville Klein's plus 150, Devontae Smith minus 170.
Damn. I was hoping Devontae Smith would be closer to a dog there. I honestly don't know too much about Ludwig Klein. I know he did get choked out by Nate Landwehr.
Yeah, that's all you need to know about him, baby. Yeah. He got choked out by Nate the Train.
And Nate the Train's our guy. He's obviously welcome on this podcast anytime. That would be
anytime. I don't want to interview fighters except Nate the Train.
Yeah, I mean, Devontae Smith's got the power. He can put it away, I think, including his Dana White Contender Series victory. He's got 4 knockouts in the UFC, and he's also been knocked out twice. Remember, Christian hit that Jamie Malarkey bet. That was a good
– yes, Christian was Oliver Malarkey.
I didn't expect that one.
Yep.
But Malarkey's a vet. You know, he can also crack as well. But I like Devontae Smith here. I think he's a better athlete. I think he's got the better power, better striking. So give him to me.
Devontae Smith. I'm going opposite. Op City here. Oppo. Listen, Louisville Klein's been a big, big disappointment. He looked really good on the European regional scene. He has good striking, decent takedowns. He just hasn't looked like a finished product in the UFC. Obviously, he knocked out Shane Young, but he missed weight. Big controversy. Looked like shit against Louisville Klein. Nate the Train, but everyone does. That's Nate the Train, baby. He looked like shit against Mike Trezano. But I just don't trust Devontae Smith's chin. Louisville Klein can take a shot. Devontae Smith cannot. Devontae Smith looked really hesitant his last time out. He won the first round against Jamie Malarkey. It was competitive, but I thought he edged it out. And then he gets caught, you know what I think? And that's good to be in the back of his mind. Like, I can't take punches like I thought I could. Louisville Klein has really kind of a one-trick pony with his high kicks. Hands are okay. I see this playing out for Louisville Klein. I see him catching him late. And when you're giving me plus money on a fighter against a fighter with a really weak chin, I got to go that. Although, I think the upside for Devontae Smith, as long as he fixes his chin, I think could be a problem because he does hit like a truck. Apparently, he does have a pretty decent ground game from everyone that trains with him. But I'm going to go a little bit Klein here at that plus 150. Too tasty to pass up. C-Bone, Christian, my man, what you got?
Look, I think the only way Klein can win this fight is he's going to have to catch that, questionable chin, Devontae Smith. But I think Devontae Smith, I mean, if Nate the Train is subbing Ludovic Klein, then Devontae Smith sure as hell can do it too. So I think he can, I'm going to kind of side with the guy that's got 3 paths to victory rather than 1. I mean, obviously, that will probably go to decision despite the weak chin and, Devontae Smith's power. I still think this one goes the distance too. But yeah, I'm just going to side with Smith solely because I think that Klein has to knock him out to win, and I haven't seen that ability. Maybe he did on the regionals, but he hasn't been doing it on the big stage.
Okay, good analysis. 2 against 1. I think you might as well hand me over the strap now because that's good to decide it there, boys. Next up, Tim Elliott, 17-12-1. He is a plus 205 underdog. Very surprised by that. Versus Tagir Ulumbekov, he's 13-1, minus 265. I go first here. I know you can't win money betting against Russians. However, Tagir has shown very average in his UFC so far. He beat Bruno Silva. He beat Alan Nesimeto on short notice, and he looked very average in that fight. Nesimeto thought he won the fight. Tagir isn't your typical, Russian guy. He's tall, he's lanky, he likes to strike, he does have good wrestling. However, Tim Elliott's been there with Askarov, only gave up 1 takedown. Almost got knocked out, but gave up really only 1 takedown. Tim Elliott's a really good wrestler. I don't see that being a problem here as long as Tim Elliott is focused and ready. Tim Elliott has to come in shape and be ready. I think he has some of the best best wrestling at 125. I mean, this is a guy that hung with Demetri Johnson in his prime, went five rounds, it looked good doing it, you know. I just don't think Taguir is all that great. I think Tim Elliott can style on him here. I think an interesting play here, I'm taking Tim Elliott as a dog, and I think an interesting play is maybe like a late submission by Tim Elliott as well. These Russian guys, they like to dive in. They have their certain type of way. They like to take people down, and they leave their necks out there a lot of the times. We've seen Khabib get caught with it. We've seen Islam get put in it. Obviously, they didn't get caught as a point where they got submitted, but they do leave their head and neck there. If Taguir does that out of frustration, out of a sloppy takedown, Tim Elliott is going to take that fucking neck home, put it on his mantle, and when you're giving me 2-1 money on a bet like Tim Elliott, I'm going to go Tim Elliott. I never thought I'd sit here and pick a guy who's 17-12-1, but here I am picking Tim Elliott as underdog money. You don't make money betting against Russians, baby, but we're going to try. Give me Tim Elliott. Christian, champ, what do you got here, babe?
Man, it is difficult to try to put any money on a 35-year-old flyweight. That's younger than me, but that is, I don't weigh 125 pounds.
You weigh 135 pounds, a little bit of difference.
Yeah. that's my big hesitation. Tim Elliott is, it's kind of one of the best flyweights we've ever seen.
Crazy. He's fought everyone. Really
faded yeah, exactly. I mean, a guy whose last name ends in OV, he's younger. I think Tim Elliott is has like the higher ceiling, like he could do a lot more. But I mean, this guy's just going to grind Tim Elliott out. Tim Elliott doesn't have 3 rounds of cardio anymore. And this is going through again, another one, probably going the distance. I'm going to take Ulanbekov to wear him down. Boring, boring, boring.
I heard Timbo sniff. And I don't think it's because he's cold. I think that's because you're taking a crotch sniffer. Timbo, what we got here, babe? What we got?
Tim Elliott's a crotch sniffer in his own right. He's just an exciting crotch sniffer.
He is. But he has a mullet, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Christian took the words out of my mouth, though. Like, 35-year-old flyweights don't do well. We've seen it with Joseph Benavidez. We've seen how that can go. I love Tim Elliott's, like, he's a dog in there, but he's going up against a younger Russian, and my money would probably always go on the Russian there. So give me the Russian here. I don't want to go, but yeah. Tim Elliott's, he's good dog money though. I'm about to look up this prop to see.
When I filled this out, I was like, this is going to be a popular dog pick between us. Because both of you guys have picked Tim Elliott in the past, but then you both go Russian on me. Man.
Yeah, Taguir plus 130 to win by decision.
Yeah, that's not a bad, listen, we're here to make money. We're here to try to teach, help you guys make money. That's a great bet. Regardless of what I think, that's a great bet. I will like to sprinkle. I haven't been playing a ton of dogs lately. Like, I pick them, but I haven't been playing them. I do have like little dog parlays I haven't been hitting. However, I hit some dogs last week, which was a pretty decent little thing for me. So I'm kind of on a dog hunt here. And this card is wide. This card is crazy. There's a lot of things that happen. Next fight, Umar Nurmagomedov, 13-0. I mean, 720. Favorite, minus 720 favorite. Fighting Brian Kelleher, 24-12. This homeboy Kelleher, plus 500. Probably line moving all over the place, I got to imagine. Christian, you're the champ. Go and take this 500 right here, plus 500. And we'll move along here, babe.
Yeah, how did that minus 700, minus 900 Russian favorite look on Saturday? That was value because he looked like a minus 5,000.
Crazy, in that fight. Crazy.
Umar is a cousin. Umar, brother Umar. They're actually related, right?
Yeah, they are related. He is out of the camp. Yeah,
but he's been hurt like constantly for the last 2 or 3 years. I have to just wiki cap him real quick.
He fought in 2021. Before that, he was hurt. You know, he made his he got signed to UFC. Was supposed to fight Hunter Azor, Nathaniel Woods, Sergey Morozov. All got canceled due to injury. Fought Sergey in his UFC debut and won by rear naked choke. But yeah, he's 13-0. He should be having a lot more fights than he does. But yeah, he's got some injury problems.
Yeah, he's going to roll here. Kelleher's, kind of more of a journey. He's really like a gatekeeper or a great keeper. But, you really know if you're going to be top 15 or not. If you can beat, boom. Yeah, I mean, you got to go with these Russians. They're just going to wrestle the you.
Fucking Russians, man. Let me ask you a quick question here, because I think, you know, this is such a heavy, wide line. Who's a better rapper, Brian Kelleher or Bryce Mitchell?
I've never heard Brian Kelleher.
I haven't either.
Really?
Bryce Mitchell's on the podcast.
Brian Kelleher used to go on air all the time and freestyle. Like, he's got he's got like an old school, like early 2000s, late 90s flow to him. And Bryce Mitchell's just got that Arkansas on him. Every time he put this microphone in my face, I'm going to say Arkansas.
You see, he got his camo shorts.
Got his camo shorts. You know, he had Reebok shorts, but the camo that Venom did look fucking dope. Mm-hmm. I'm not a camo guy myself, but he looks dope. All right, so you're taking Umar, the big Russian here, the big favorite. Listen, it sucks when you're a capper and you have to play these Russians that are so wide. But sometimes it's justified. I mean, look what Islam did to Bobby Green. No one's done that to Bobby Green. I know it's short notice, but sometimes you're going to have to take a chance on these big, huge, giant Russians and try to make it worth your while. Timbo, do you like the Russian? You going Kelleher? You going Boom? Boom Goes the Dynamite?
No, I'm not. Man, with Kelleher, like, I feel it might have been the Hunter Azura fight, but like he was like a really big underdog in a fight that he won. Was it the Hunter Azura fight? Because I think he stepped in like short notice.
Could have been Hunter Azura. That was a while ago. I know he was that's the only one that might make sense is the Hunter Azura. Because he probably was an underdog to Stam and he lost. And then Ray Rodriguez, we destroyed him, but he was probably a favorite. Definitely an underdog is Simone, lost. Pilarte, probably close line. Kroom, I know he's a favorite over Kroom. So, yeah, could have been the Hunter Azura, who just got cut from the UFC, by the way, too. He's oh, wow. He's out of here. Yeah,
it's, went yeah, 2-2. Almost plus 200 to Azura.
Okay, yeah. So, he was, Azura was 2-2 in the UFC, and they're like, yeah, get the fuck out of here, pal.
He's good.
I don't know why. I think it had to have been, like, contract talks or something.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But, yeah, give me the Russian.
The Russian. So I'm taking the Russian, too. I mean, listen, I think Umar is actually very, very good. I wanted to pick Kelleher so much. I think I even mentioned on the podcast on Monday how wide this line was. Clearly, I don't want to pay the 720 price on Umar. But sometimes you fucking have to. You know, I can understand people wanting to take a little poke at Kelleher at plus 500. Why not? He's got a fucking guillotine. I just said that to Gear, a lot of these Russian wrestlers like to leave their neck out there. They're like almost like, all right, here, take the neck. I just want to get you to their back, right? Fuck it. I'll get out of this choke somehow. I want you on your back. But I just think Umar's really good. He's really slick with his boxing. He's really good. Sergey Morozov is a fucking stud, and he destroyed him. Won every round, every second of that fight, and finished him in the second round. That's not an easy thing to do. Needs a little bit more, a little active. 13-0, still pretty young in the sport. And Kelleher has struggled in the past with wrestlers. You know, he looked at the Kevin Kroom fight. He was the wrestler. But he can't, or he can, but he's not great at defending takedowns. Like, Ricky Simone bodied him. You know, I know that was up a weight class at 145, but Simone is a 35. And I just see Umar doing that too. I see Umar, since Khabib's his coach, and that Khabib camp now are there hunting for finishes. Khabib knows, listen, brother, we can smash, but we got to finish. And I think Umar's going to be looking for something to finish on Kelleher. Kelleher gave up a pretty easy choke to Montel Jackson a while ago, who's another dominant wrestler. I can see a choke happening. I see a ground and pound situation. Give me Umar, candidate number 2 for slime ball parlay as well. I know that's cheap, 720. I feel like a bag of shit for it, but guess what? I ain't making you pay for the picks. That's candidate number 2. Next up, Marina Moroz, 10-3 versus Maria Agapovov. Moroz, who is from Ukraine, by the way. I am surprised she's still on this fight since everything going on in the world with her. Plus 170 versus Agapovov, who is a minus 200. Timbo, female fight. Who do you got? Intriguing here.
Yes, it is. My bad. Can you say the line on that again?
Sure. Moroz is plus 170, and Agapova is a minus 200. And I'm sure it's bouncing a little bit. I got these yesterday.
Yeah, it's about DraftKings minus Agapova's minus 170.
Right, okay, now. Yeah. So holding steady. Line. Holding steady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agapova, man, I remember being really big on her after I know she got beat up pretty bad by Shayna Dobson.
She dominated the first round and then gassed, like the worst gas out you've ever seen. It was like the biggest underdog of that. Was that 2020 or 2020? I think it was 2020.
Just the biggest, yeah, that is right. Yeah, 2020. August. Yeah, she's a killer though, man.
Like, she's looked good. That's the only time she hasn't looked good. Yeah.
Yeah. Decent amount of experience for a 24-year-old chick. And that line's not too bad. Marita Moraes. I'm not.
She hasn't fought in 2 years.
Yeah.
She's been in the UFC for a while. She's been in the UFC since what, 2018? Yeah, 2018. Or excuse me, 2015.
2015. 2015. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's been in the UFC for a while. She's taking some time off.
Yeah, I can't see how that's going to do her any good. I like, give me Agapova.
Agapova. Agapova, too. She was someone I want to put a radar on. Like, let me watch this fighter right here. And then she goes out there and loses to Shayna Dobson. Who the fuck does that? Shayna Dobson has a losing record. I know you gassed and everything, and you probably didn't train for the fight. You were probably boozing because you're like, I'm fighting Shayna Dobson. But that just can't happen. She looked dominant in her last fight. Her ground game is coming along. Her striking's up there. But the one thing I love about her is in females MMA, sometimes, women's MMA, sometimes a lot of the fighters, they're not killers. They're out there. They're going to win a decision. They're very technical. They want to take a ground. But there's not a lot of women out there who are fucking mean, bad bitches. There's only about a handful of them. Agapova's one of them. Like, she wants you out of there. And she's going to be hunting for the finish. Moroz, good on the ground. Okay on the feet, you know. But that's about it. I like Agapova here. She was going to be a candidate for the slime ball. But when you lose to Shayna Dobson, believe it or not, I don't have trust in you, but I still like her maybe as some kind of play prop situation here, finish late. But yeah, give me Agapova there. Christian, C Murder. What's up, man?
There's some heat, like some smoke behind this fight. You remember what Moreau said about Agapova before her last fight? That was like, you know, saying she's fucking all these dudes, you know,
drug addict,
showing up.
Like, she got kicked out of gyms because she's banging dudes. Yeah. Which, yeah, listen, like, I'm sex positive. Bang all the dudes you want. As long as it's consensual, who cares? You're an adult. Bang dudes. Who cares?
Yeah, I expect there to be, I think this is going to be a fantastic play. Fun to watch. I mean, because I think there's some real, not this, you know, bullshit bad blood that UFC cooks up for. You know, like what Colby does, just cooks up, you know, I think this is real, some beef.
Some real beef.
So, yeah, I just really don't put a ton into that Dobson-Agapova fight. Everything else I've seen other than, like, that one round of her gassing, I mean, she didn't do it last time. Like,
and I agree with you, but it's Shayna Dobson. It's so hard to get over.
Ugh. You know, there's those, you'll see crazy losses.
I know.
You know.
I know.
Michael Johnson's beat like every 145 or 55 pound champion.
When Matt Hughes was unbeatable, untouchable, he could not beat Dennis Hallman. And Dennis Hallman was like a nobody. It's like, sometimes it is, but yeah, man, it's a tough one for me to get over. But it sounds like you like Agapova here. Do you like her by decision finish? What are you looking at on that side of things?
It's the money's pretty good on it. It's, let's see, to over the under 2.5 is plus 130 to 150 range. Agapova inside the distance. I'll just parlay her. I probably won't. I'll just take her
parlay.
Yeah. I don't like to bet some. Yeah. So I think that's how I'm going to play it. I'm pretty confident she can. Take that, but I'm not gonna.
I think so too. The only issue now that you brought it up, you made a really good point because there is some steam, there's some smoke between these two. Is, you know, she had obviously some kind of big dump against Dobson. You know what I mean? Cardio wise, emotional fights can lead to that. Let's hope that's not the case because I am high on her as well. But yeah, we're all on Agapova there. We're not disagreeing too much, right? I have two dogs. You guys avoided those. Nick Nurmagomedov. How do you say it, Christian?
Nurmagomedov
versus Kennedy and Zekchukwu. Is that it? How do you say that name? Kennedy.
Oh, that one's hot. Yeah.
Zekchukwu. You know, I think it's Zekchukwu.
He's got that Ethiopian.
Yeah. Nurmagomedov is plus 125. Kennedy is a minus 145. Very close line on paper. Both these guys are slang them and bang them type dudes. Nurmagomedov doesn't know how to defend. Like, I don't think he trains it. Yeah, he just goes, hit me in the face, I'm going to hit you back. Kennedy coming off kind of a dud, but has that win over Carlos Olberg. Showing some durability. Has shown some chin issues in the past. Dong Hong Jun knocked him out with a standing elbow. Interesting fight here. Let's go. It's me. It's me. Whatever. This was actually a tough fight for me to pick because I want to go dog, right? I want that dog money. You want to find the value. What does all the cappers say? Find the value. I'd bet it again. But when I look at this, you know, 11-1, I'm surprised he's a dog here. He's fought no one in the UFC, and he's fought really handpicked opponents here. He slows down. His punching power, I think, is okay. It's not overwhelming, and I think he's very slow. I think Kennedy, long-rangey weapons, is going to pick him apart. I think Kennedy has more ways to win. He can take this fight to the ground if he wants to. He can mix it up if he wants to. I'm not high on Kennedy in Juku, but, you know, I'm going to take him here at minus 145 over Nur Moreno. Champ, what do you got here? Heavy 205ers, not quite heavyweights, excuse me. So not really up your alley. You're more of a heavyweight guy, which I don't think we have a heavyweight. Oh, yeah, we have one heavyweight fight. Excuse me. So go ahead. Who do you like in this fight?
These are some big boys here. Yeah, if they're not heavyweights, they both look big. The thing about Kennedy is, so he did get knocked out in his last fight, but he almost got finished by Danilo Marquez. Like,
yeah.
Constantly was almost getting finished by
him. And Olberg. Olberg had him hurt too. Yeah.
Olberg, exactly. So, at this weight class, I'm not sure – Nego Mariano's that guy to knock him out. That guy had the one of the most egregious cage grabs you've ever seen in his last fight.
Yeah.
I like a dog who's willing to,
woo!
You know, blow the cheat a little bit.
Be a dog.
First, be a dog. I'm the dog. Christian's dad, dude. I'm sorry. You probably hear that all the time. Every time he walks into your door, it just follows him everywhere he goes. But, you know, sorry, I got to play it. You like the dog money here. Let me tell you something.
Especially at 205.
Okay.
Especially 205. At 205.
I want to look you in your face, and I'll tell you why you're wrong. Because okay. Nurmagomedov has lost to Saraback Safarov, who is absolute trash. Split decision against Alexis Kamur. And then beat Ike Villanueva, who fucking cares? So, Christian, my question for you, you want to bet?
Ooh.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll bet.
40-20. Yeah, you get the 40, I get the 20. Because you got the dog, right?
I'll bet you straight up.
Ooh, 20-20? You want to go 20-20? Yeah. You're dead man. You're dead man, dude. Dead man walking. Let's go. All right, Timbo, who do you got here? Let's split the tie. We're split on this one.
I'm going with Kennedy.
Kennedy.
We got 5 inches of reach on him. I'm not too big on this fight, to be honest. But
yeah, it's not that great either.
I think
that's why I wanted to bet Christian to kind of spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, it will.
That'll be a fun bet. That'll be the most exciting part about this fight.
Right.
Yeah, big time. I think – Kennedy has certainly proved more within the UFC. Obviously, he's got, you know, 3 UFC wins opposed to Nick's. What's he got? Yeah, he's only got 2. But Kennedy's fought tougher competition. I think he hits harder. I think he's going to be a lot rangier in the fight and land more shots. Probably win by decision. So give it to me.
Give it to him, and I'm going to give it to him, guys. I'm going to give it to him. Next up, Hina Rodriguez. Christian, you know I pronounced that name right. I fucking did it beautifully. 15-1-2. She is a minus 265 favorite. She is fighting Yan Shannon, I believe is how they pronounce that. 13-2. She is a plus 205. Love this fight. This fight should be on the main card. Greg Hardy should not be in the main card. Sorry, Timbo. This is a high-level women's fight. I did not realize that. Yan Shannon is ranked number 4, which is surprising. How do you guys are number 10? How do you guys? I feel like we've seen her fight more recently. She's had the big profile fight. She's beating bitches up. So, Christian, give us a breakdown here of this fight here, Beba.
You're exactly right. This is a great fight, and it should be on the main card. I mean, what have we not seen from Mahina Rodriguez?
Nailed it. Fucking nailed it, dude.
You know, I thought Mackenzie Dern was going to out-grapple her. I thought Hivas was going to kind of wipe the floor with her. I mean, she did for one round, but she got, you know, knocked the fuck out 3 times right after that. I have been so impressed with Mahina Rodriguez.
There you go. I respect that. Yeah. Thank you.
I think she's a little bit older, like surprisingly older.
Than you 34, think. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jan... She got rolled by the Cookie Monster in that fight. I remember that.
Yeah, couldn't get up.
Be Claudia, Angela Hill, it should be a good fight. I think I haven't really looked at the line even on it. Oh, wow. I don't know. I'm not much of a value bettor. I prefer to just pick winners and bet those.
Uh-huh.
But I do think that line's a little bit wide. But I just haven't seen anything that looks like Rodriguez beatable right now.
Sure.
Rodriguez. So, yeah, give me Marina in this one. I know
it's Rodriguez
tonight, but Marina, she's so good, man.
Yeah, she's
so
really good. She's tough. She's good. Timbo, females, what you got, bruh?
Dude, I fucking love Marina Rodriguez.
Nice.
How was that? No, dude, she's badass. She's 34 is I didn't know she was that old either, but
yeah,
she just fucking puts on this pace like that bitches can't keep up with. And she's arguably undefeated in the UFC. Mm-hmm. Like, she's got fucking two draws, and then the Carla Esparza fight, you know, that could have went her way. That was a split decision. But yeah, I mean, she's fucking badass. I'm not. Did you pronounce the chick she's fighting's name?
Yan Shannon, I think is how they pronounce it.
I think that's right.
I think I've heard Anik say that. I mean, he says it way better than me, but that's kind of how you pronounce it. Yeah.
I mean, she's not bad in her own end. You know, a lot of decision victories. She definitely doesn't have that killer instinct and that Rodriguez does. But she's been on a tear since 2017, with the exception of her last fight against Carla Esparza. But yeah, I'm all over Marina Rodriguez. She's fucking dope in all aspects. Keeps the striking going. She's got a good ground game. Yeah, give it to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on Rodriguez as well. I really thought she would get the title shot. I mean, I don't want to see Rose Whaley 3. I don't really want to see Joanna. She's been out forever. Marina's done the work. She's put in the work. She's a fucking badass bitch. She's in there beating people, and she's looking good doing it. The biggest knock on her was her ground game, because Carla Esparza, who's probably one of the best grapplers in that division, was taking her down over and over. Seems like she's fixed that, though, and she's gone 5 rounds, and she's main evented. She's looked great. Yan Shannon, great fighter, technical, likes to move on the outside, not a power puncher, not going to finish you. And I just don't think, if you're not a killer, you're not going to touch Marina. I think Marina is aggressive in there. I know she's a little bit older. I think you guys all touched on that. That's true. I didn't think she was 34 either, but Yan Shannon's 32. It's not like she's like some spring chicken. So give me Rodriguez. I'm actually very confident this is going to be – she's not going to be quite in the slime ball, but I can look at the camera right now and tell you guys I will be betting Marina Rodriguez. I have a terrible record betting women's MMA, full disclosure, but I like her that much. I just think she's going to roll to a decision, possible late finish, but Yan Shannon is very, very tough. She doesn't get finished easily.
Those Chinese fighters, like, yeah, they can take – it's crazy.
Yeah.
Even last week.
Yeah. Rong Zhu took shots, dude. Shots.
The chick, too.
Who fought? What was the female that fought? I mean, Wei Li.
The chick's side, the guy.
Oh, yeah. So you had You had the Kim.
Josie and Nunes fight.
Nunes was versus Romana Pascal. And then you had the Kim fight against Cachoeira, which a lot of people thought Kim won. Like, yeah, they just take.
Everybody thought that.
Crazy. It was nuts. But yeah, I mean, Chinese fighters are incredibly durable. They have a lot of heart. And so I don't see a finish happening. I just see Marina. She's dangerous on her feet, dude. She's smooth. She has cardio. She's the total package. I get why they booked this fight, because Yan Shannon is ranked number 4. She's no chump, but I was thinking maybe a title shot was coming. All right, next up, last prelim, Jalen Turner versus Jamie Malarkey. Jalen Turner is, let me see here. He's a -155 favorite. Jamie Malarkey is a +135. Timbo, in my humble opinion, one of the harder fights to cap on this card. Jamie Malarkey, very good fighter. Jalen Turner has been up and down, but recently he's been up. Tell me what you think here, buddy.
It's crazy. Jamie Malarkey's only 27 years old. Weird instinct that he was like 37. Jalen Turner is certainly the better striker. He's got, he's a 75-inch reach.
He's got about three on each, three height, three reach, I think. At least on
Malarkey's a 74, so I mean he's got about an inch and a half on him. But Turner is much more like Malarkey's a gritty guy. Like, mm-hmm. he may get it to the ground, like he cracks clearly. You know, we saw that in the Devontae, the Smith and the Kama Worthy fight. Like, this dude can fucking finish you, but Jalen Turner's not either of those. And Jalen Turner can also put you away on the ground as well, as we've seen in his last two fights. You said Turner's a -150.
155, yeah. He's the favorite.
Yeah. This is a tough fight, man.
It is.
Give me Turner. I think
Turner it is.
That reach that he does have.
You may give me Hooch too.
What did you just say?
A really bad joke. You said give me Turner. I said, you want me to give you Hooch too? Turner and Hooch. It's a movie from a million years ago. It was a bad joke.
Fair enough.
Listen, I was actually, you know, I'm next, and Jeannie Douglas, the fucking sharp that he is. Markley has surprised me a few times at plus money. I like him going to distance or late stoppage. I think Jalen's record is a bit overrated. That's exactly, and then Eddie Rodriguez, he's on Malarkey too. That's exactly what I was thinking. Jalen Turner's looked really good, but who has he fought the past three times, right? Joshua Coolbow, cool. Who the fuck cares? Brock Weaver, dog fucking murderer. Fuck him. And Uso Medic, who was a nice top prospect, but we hadn't really seen him against anybody. And Jalen Turner looked good. And, you know, he's a striker that had a little bit of chin issues. He had been caught in the past. Now he's really working on his ground game. Jalen Malarkey got the shit kicked out of him by Brad Riddell. Goes, oh shit, I'm a little step behind. Let me go train with this guy. Let me go learn what he does. So now as he's training with City Kickboxing, he's also training with Alex Volkanovski. He's getting the best of both worlds here. He's looked so much improved that one UFC loss. Or excuse me, didn't he lose to Farazim? Yeah, some bullshit decision, which I thought he won. Malarkey's tough as nails. You're not going to finish him. He's got good striking as well. He hits pretty hard. I think his takedown offense is going to be the key here because Jalen Turner is a big, long guy. So is Malarkey. Typically, when those guys match up, it's going to be it's kind of awkward because usually it's a long guy versus a short guy. The long guy has really good takedown offense because they're hard to take down. This is both body types, and I think both may be looking for a takedown at one point, and we'll see how it plays on the feet. I think Jalen Turner is smooth on the feet. I'm just a little worried about his chin. I think Jalen Malarkey's just grimy, and he has fought better competition as of late, and I think he's getting better. I am shocked that he's 27 years old. You guys touched on that. He looks like my stepdad, who's, you know, 60 going on 180, so he is definitely does not have the fountain of youth on his side. But give me Jamie Malarkey. At plus 135, too, boys, at the plus money. And the line was climbing. I think someone said earlier this week he was like plus 115. I got these lines yesterday. Let's see what – I have DraftKings pulled up. Let's see what DraftKings says. Go ahead, Christian.
I am the dog.
Yeah,
well,
he's 135 on DraftKings.
135, okay. So the lines have stayed steady. Cool.
Jeannie Douglas' thoughts on that are exactly how I feel. Like I've kind of like, you know, I've underrated Malarkey a little bit, but I like everything
should be a pick 'em. I agree.
Like,
I agree.
The same as all the boys out there. Like yeah. I'm seeing the same thing.
I'm gonna have a lot of I told you so to say.
Yeah. You need to if you get this right, you need to make a YouTube video and be like, hey man, I fucking told you. Maybe pull out your dick. I don't know. Do something crazy, Tim. But go ahead, Christian. I don't want to step on your thoughts here. I know you're going with because he's your guy, but go ahead.
It's over under set at 1.5, too, which is kind of crazy.
I'd go over on that one.
I'd over.
I think the over. Yeah.
I probably will. I'm going to go with Malarkey here. Yeah. Timbo's breakdown, that is what scares me about this. It's just him getting pieced up, using that range, controlling the distance well. You know, and you said it, Malarkey is—he's dirty, grimy. Like you know, he's gonna get in there and make it an ugly fight. And I do kind of question Turner's chin. I don't think. What do you call Malarkey? Old cement head.
The guy. I mean, dude. I know Brian Riddell doesn't have the most knock, but dude, I thought Jane Malarkey might have been dead. Like he gassed. And he was getting punched in his head, and I'm like, he's dead. I'm at my buddy's house, like, he's dead. And he gets up. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy made of? I don't think you've ever picked against Jamie Malarkey. That might be your guy. Add him to Brandon Rival, because Timbo gave him up, even though Timbo cried about it. I think Jamie Malarkey might be your guy. You don't pick against him. This is an incredibly tough fight. I agree with the chat. Listen, they're on Malarkey. Zachary Pruitt says Malarkey should be a pick 'em. I agree. You know, Jalen Turner, though, is just on a nice, really good win streak. He's built really well for this division. He comes out with fucking tarantulas, which is like, if I was fighting him, I'd pull out of the fight if he came out with a tarantula. Fuck that noise. So that's a really competitive fight. I like that placement. That should be the prelim headliner for sure. I like the placement on that fight.
It should be the prelim headliner and the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's in a perfect spot.
It's a great spot.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it is. It'd be a good fight. And you got two guys, like, because both guys are very interesting in that division. You know, they're not really highly ranked. No one's really talking about them, but I think they both could make a push. I'm not saying they could be world champions. I mean, I've been wrong before, but they definitely could make a push. All right, main card here, baby. Pay-per-view time. This is where we shout the big bucks. Starts off kind of rough here. I know Timbo. I already know who Timbo's going to pick. I don't know whose turn it is, but I'm going to go with Timbo first. Sergey Spivak Born in the Ukraine, I believe he fights out of Moldova, though. Minus 200, he is fighting Greg Hardy, plus 170. The Prince of, what is it? The Prince of Beaten Women?
Prince
what is
of
it?
War.
Prince of War. Prince of there War. It is. The Prince of War. I almost said the Prince of Darkness. So Greg Hardy coming off a knockout loss over Taito Tuivasa. Hasn't fought in a little bit. Says he weighs 290. Is he going to make weight? Big old boy. Timbo, I know you like Greg Hardy at plus 170. Tell me if you're just if you're gassing me or if this is how you really feel.
Oh, that's how I really feel.
Okay.
What did you say he was? He's a plus 190?
170 is what I have right now.
Plus 170.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a steal.
But I get on here and I say the same shit every fucking time this dude fights. This guy's differently strong and differently athletic than most people in the heavyweight division. You know, we just saw Taito Tuivasa, like, yeah, he got knocked out by him, but obviously he almost had Tuivasa done.
He clipped him, yeah.
But Tuivasa's fucking also built like a fucking – he's also a cement head.
Yeah.
The Tabura fight, that was shit, but he gassed. You know, it's like he's got the tools to make this shit work. Like you just got to fix your gas tank and fix your – you know, be smarter. Because mm-hmm. Like he's got the – he's definitely got the better weapons than fucking Sergey Spivak. I do want to check out this reach, though. So I know Greg Hardy's got 80 and a half. Spivak's got 78. So, yeah. So fucking Greg Hardy actually has the reach advantage here. So not good. That it would really matter because I can see him just kind of, you know, he brings pressure as well. He's not afraid to get after it. Spivak has done nothing to impress me, honestly. Like, yeah, he got mauled by Tom Aspinall, but who doesn't? Alexei Oleinik, like, that's not impressive. The guy's like 50 years old. Jared Bondera, nah. Carlos Felipe, nah. Like,
calling Alexei Oleinik 50 years old is fucking generous. The guy's like 75.
Right, like, my God. But yeah, I mean, until, like, you know, Greg Hardy, he's had his shining moments. Obviously, he's got a tremendous power, and he also looked, you know, I always go back to the Volkov fight, granted it was 2 or 3 years ago now, but like, if he just improves on some aspects of his game, like, he's got so much potential. And again, he's a different breed. He's a fucking professional NFL athlete. Still in his fighting prime. He's only 33 years old.
Right.
So I don't know if he gets it done, but as far as within the distance, but I do like this bet. The +190, +170. I love it.
If you're gonna take, you know, if you're gonna take Hardy, I would take him by knockout. Spivak does not have the best chin in the world. You're gonna get obviously even better plus money, I would imagine, since he's an underdog. However, I'm not a Greg Hardy fan, and I see this fight being a lot like the Marcin Tybura fight. Sergey Spivak is not a good fighter. I just don't think he's that great of a heavyweight. But the one thing he's fucking good at, guys, is he's not great at getting you down. I mean, he's not the best wrestler in the world, but he's good at being on top and beating you up. And Greg Hardy's gas tank scares me. Him leaving American Top Team, him leaving Den Thomas, him leaving all these things, kind of working on his own a little bit, bouncing around gyms. And then we're talking about his gas tank. Him coming at 290 is not going to help with his gas tank. It's going to help with his power. So if I was a betting man, which I am, because I have a podcast for it, guys. That's why you're here. I would go Greg Hardy, first-round knockout. Because if it goes out of the first round, he ain't winning. I just don't see it. 290, cutting 30. You know, and this all could be smoke and mirrors or whatever, but I just don't see him being a cardio machine. I see him being a power machine. I see him knowing, like, hey, listen, I need to go out there and knock this fucking dude out. And Spivak has been knocked out before, can be touched before, not great defensively sound. But with that being said, I'm going to go with Spivak because if it touches the ground, Hardy's just not getting up. I just, you know, I don't like that he left American Top Team. That's just my big bugaboo. But listen, we're always talking about value and picks and stuff. My pick is Spivak. Come Saturday night, it might be fucking Greg Hardy first on knockout with a nice little number here. Champ, what do you got here? This is your wheelhouse. These are the heavyweights.
Yeah, I don't think this fight's too hard to break down. It's one that you could probably bet two ways, too. I mean, you could, take that. I mean, put something on Greg Hardy first round knockout.
Yeah.
Be crazy not to. I mean, I'm going to pick Spivak to win this fight. He can go the distance. Hardy has potentially the worst cardio in all of MMA.
He's just so big. He's just so fucking big.
He's used to stopping it for like 30 seconds in between these bursts. And like, you know, in football, you get like fucking.
My prediction is if he was still with American Top Team with real coaching, when he buzzed Tuivasa, he wouldn't have ran in like that. He got so excited and he just ran into hammers. Like, he would have had a little wherewithal to kind of go, ooh, okay, I got him a little bit. Let me, now I'm, I mean, he's so much bigger than Tuivasa too. Yeah, that's just it is what it is. But yeah,
Jeannie Douglas, yeah. Gas Tank Greg is the mythical.
Yeah, as I said, Eddie Rodriguez, Greg Hardy is killer. Be killed. It's a perfect way to describe him. I'm sorry, but when I watch Spivak, nothing jumps out. 100% Pruitt. I agree with you. But when I watch Spivak, I want to throw up because the guy stinks. But
he's got nine. Tell his me. Fight time. His average fight time is almost 10 minutes. Like, sure. So you know he's and Greg Hardy. If he gets that late, he's either going to get. You know, club and subs, or he's going to get pounded out on the ground. That's,
right.
I mean, or Greg Hardy's going to knock him out in the first round. Somebody said it about just taking not to go the distance. That's not a bad look at all.
Yeah.
Greg Hardy doesn't have the cardio to even survive. Like,
this isn't going to decision. You come in 290, you're like, I'm knocking this dude out, or it's hitting the ground, I'm getting choked out. I mean, Spivak has a win over Tai Tuivasa. You know, choked him out, which is now that's getting kind of impressive. Like Spivak has skills on the ground and Greg doesn't. So this is literally going to be Spivak by submission or Hardy or TKO or Hardy by knockout. That's the only way this fight fucking ends.
Yeah. I'm going to take Spivak to wrestle, fuck him and probably choke him out.
I'll tell you, interesting stat here, Greg Hardy. Greg Hardy's got a lot of professional fights now. Like it's crazy that he had all this time in the NFL, was an all pro. And now he's made this transition. Like, he's got a shit ton of UFC fights. He's got an 80% takedown defensive rate. That's pretty fucking impressive.
Pretty good.
And, you know, you had said it. Like, Spivak's got great top control, but he ain't getting you down. Very
world-class wrestler.
And, and he's not stronger than the Greg Hardy. That's for damn sure. So
he's uglier, though. That motherfucker. Ugly. So we're split. Timbo's fighting. Listen, the chat's going. No, you know, we're all saying Hardy's got the power. Spivak stinks. This is why I don't think this should be on the pay-per-view. This should have been a prelim. But we'll see what happens here.
Greg Hardy is like only a pay-per-view fighter.
Because people tune in. I think the novelty's worn off. I think when they signed Greg Hardy on the Contender Series, ESPN covered it. Oh, UFC's giving Greg Hardy a second chance, an all-pro, whatever, you know, because he had this history. Now it's like people almost forget Greg Hardy as a football player. It might be just a footnote. Now he's a fucking UFC fighter. And apparently rumors... Boop, boop, boop. This is, I think, his last fight or second last fight on the UFC contract, and he wants to go box. Like, he's done with MMA. He wants to go box. So, we'll see. You know, he doesn't like the takedowns. Doesn't want to do the ground. He wants to go box. So, we'll see what happens.
You know, good on him for actually behaving himself, but, like, he's actually just been, like, not in the headlines for dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because that's where he was getting a lot of his attention from, because people wanted to see him get knocked out because he's beating up women and shit. But, like, since that happened, like,
That's came out about him, and it's not like he didn't, he did all this illegal, horrible stuff in the NFL, but one of his baby mamas or the baby mama, I don't know if he has multiple or one, she came out and said he's a complete deadbeat dad, which kind of sucks hearing. Like, he has a son that he never sees and stuff, but. As being a dad, it's like, man. You know, you got to be around for your kids. You know what I mean? And this guy has money, and I think they live in the same state. I think he's from Florida, and that's where he trains at. So it's like, I don't know. There's a lot of moving parts, obviously. But we'll move on there. Kevin Holland versus Cowboy Oliveira. Kevin Holland minus 290 versus Cowboy Oliveira plus 230. A lot of people get in my head about this fight, boys. Kevin Holland going down to 170. I'll lead you dance here. It's pretty simple. I like Kevin Holland a lot in this fight. A lot of people that I respect like Cowboy Oliveira. They think Kevin Holland is going to get taken down. He's going to get grounded. But listen, he did that against, you know, Derek Brunson, who's only going to take you down. He did against Marvin Vettori, who was becoming a pretty good grappler, and he's fucking gigantic for 185 as well. Kevin Holland's weighing in at 183, 182, not cutting any weight. Like, this guy should be at 70. Let's hope he cuts the weight right, and I don't think it'll be an issue for him. Seems to be kind of more professional nowadays, and he's going against Cowboy Rivera, who's just kind of a wild man. This dude's going to walk in there. He's not going to give a shit. He's going to stand up. I don't think he ever has a game plan. I don't think Cowboy Rivera ever has a game plan. He goes in there. He's got 40-something kids. He goes, let me try to get knockout tonight. Let me try to get fucking fight of the night. Go fuck another chick. Have another kid, because that's all he does. But Kevin Holland, I mean, really, realistically, in the skill sets, he's just a better fighter. Like, I just don't think Cowboy Rivera, who is really strong in that first round, he fades after the first round as well. He does have a good body lock takedown, decent on the ground, but I don't think he's, like, world-class to worry about. Kevin Holland's also not getting submitted by guys on the ground. I mean, he went to the ground with Jacare, knocked him out. He got submitted by Brendan Allen forever ago, but he's not really getting submitted by a Derek Brunson or whatever. He just couldn't really get up. But these guys, Cowboy Oliveira is not Derek Brunson. He's not Marvin Vettori. Like Kevin Holland, if he does get taken out, he will be able to get up, and he's very dangerous in space. I like the Kevin Holland. I do not like the number. That's why he's not in the slime ball, but I am very confident in Kevin Holland to win this fight. Champ, what do you got here, babe?
Holland would be in my slime ball if I was putting one together.
Holland will be in your slime ball?
Oh, hell yeah. I think that line's great. I have no problem. I mean, you know, I won't bet that straight, but yeah. I'll be putting him in all kinds of parlays. Somebody said it in the chat, but yeah, it's
KO.
Oliver's wild. He likes to brawl.
The wild guy.
That's not what you want to do with Kevin Holland. No. I mean, he's so unconventional. Like, he can hit you from, you know, anywhere, like any, you know, elbows, fists, knees, whatever. Like, he's so dangerous. You've been a Hendrick stan for a year now, so hopefully his wrestling is getting shored up a little bit.
Hendrick stan, yeah. Fucking Johnny Hendricks is wrestling coach. That's so funny.
Shout out to Big Rig Steakhouse.
Big Rig, baby. Johnny Hendricks. He beat GSP, Timbo.
No, I didn't.
Get him.
Got taken down like 15 times.
I never understood why people were so upset about that fight. It was close. I mean, it was because everyone wanted GSP to lose, and it was a close fight. They're like, wait, GSP didn't dominate this fight? But GSP was so burnt out. Well, that's another time.
Holland.
Good point.
He could finish this any which way. Oliver could gas and he could sub him out. Holland's, you know, I know he's a black belt, and I swear I bet him by sub every single fight. It's always like plus 800, plus 1,000. But I can see it happening here because, you know, like we've said, Oliver, will gas out. And if he wants to make it an exciting brawl, I think that's the worst, possible approach you could take.
And he's at the point of his career now. He's like, I'm not going to get a title shot. I might as well get fucking paid. Go for that bonus. And Kevin Holland's always exciting. You know what I mean? Even when he gets taken down, he talks shit. You know what I mean? That's what he's going to do. Cowboy Oliveira doesn't speak English. I don't know what he's going to be saying to him unless he learned Portuguese. So you're heavy on Kevin Holland. That makes me confident.
I think you could be very – that's what I see as like a parlay piece right here. You don't have to even think too much about how he's going to do it. Just mash him up with somebody else, get yourself some even money, and, you know, take the money and run.
You're confident. I'm lukewarm. Eddie Rodriguez, Holland fights down his competition. I can't really back him. We got a split here. Timbo, tell us who you like here, babe.
I like Holland as well.
Okay.
Cowboy's washed, unfortunately. I like him. I think he's a cool dude. And I like his fighting style. He brings it, but
yeah.
It also gets brought to him. And he doesn't have a finish since like 2018 against somebody that I've never even heard of. I like what Zach Pruitt said. You guys saw what Randy Brown did to Cowboy. Kevin is better. 100%. Randy Brown's pretty fucking good too, but Kevin's striking is fucking crisp. Like and Cowboy's tough as shit. Don't get me wrong, but if you get hit in the chin, you saw what he did to Jacare. Like, you're gonna go out. This isn't fucking Marvin Vettori or Kyle Daukaus. Like, Cowboy is not some excellent wrestler. Like, he succeeds on 50% of his takedown attempts, and he doesn't even do it very often. What was the stats on that? Actually, let me look that up. Yeah, so he gets about 2 takedowns per fight, but that's actually not bad. That was probably early on in his career, though, which it was. Yeah, because lately, he has 1, 2. Yeah, so he's got 2 takedowns since March 2020. He's got like 5 fights. So, I like Kevin Holland. Like, striking's better. He's younger. And he brings it as well. He's going to be talking that shit, which I also like. So, give me Kevin Holland. The line is a little bit too fucking wide for me, for being honest.
Yeah.
I don't like that line. But I think taking Kevin Holland by getting it done within the distance could maybe get you some plus money or close to it.
Yeah. I like Christian's confidence. I was confident in Kevin Holland as well. People were swaying me this week. Cowboy Oliveira, the only way he wins is if he could wrestle for 3 rounds, which he can't. He just can't do it. He's good in the first round. He's very strong in the first round. He maybe even get Kevin Holland down, but he's going to fade and he's going to get wild. Kevin Holland's straight punches are fucking nasty. That's why he knocked out Buckley with that straight, beautiful 1-2 right hand. Gorgeous stuff. All right, next fight. Fight I'm really looking forward to. Edson Barboza, he is a plus 140 underdog. Very interesting. Versus Bryce Thugnasty Mitchell, minus 160. Ending on Timbo, so it goes Christian, right? Yeah, Christian. Yeah, Christian, you go first, champ, champ.
You the boss. This is the only fight that I hadn't picked on the entire card. I was hoping I'd get it here with the chat said and what you guys said, make my decision that way.
Yep.
I saw some in the chat. There was some confidence, it looked like, on Cowboy Oliveira, which I don't see.
Mm-hmm.
I think more people were not confident in Holland as opposed to confident in Cowboy. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, Holland's let me down in the past. So it's I think that's why it's a little wide, because a lot of people are thinking the same way. But all right, go ahead. We're moving on this fight. Yeah, this fight's interesting.
It is interesting. I mean, you know, Bryce Mitchell has that real unique style. I mean, you know exactly what you're going to get. And Barbosa's really an all-time great. I mean, he's fought everybody.
Strength of schedule is unmatched.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's
just insane. And obviously, he's just massive at 140. He was massive at 155. And
I don't know where this weight's coming from. He shredded, dude. I don't.
Yeah. As jacked as it gets.
No.
That Giga fight was weird. I mean, I don't think I've ever gotten a Giga fight right. I had a lot on Barbosa there. He looked really good through that. I mean, till he wasn't there anymore, looked good. Much more diverse and well-rounded than Mitchell's going to be. You kind of hope a dude from Brazil is going to be able to, you know, not get subbed out by some white rapper from
Arkansas. You put a microphone in my face, I'm going to say Arkansas.
Like, this is one of those, I feel like every couple times we do this, there will be a guy, I'm like, this might be the last time I do it. But I think Barbosa at plus money, Bryce Mitchell's either going to prove that he's elite, or Barbosa, that maybe that loss to Giga was kind of a fluke, just got, you know, just got caught. I'm going to go with that strength of schedule, that more well-rounded skill set. Again, this is one I hadn't picked. And so I just made that pick right now. So I'm really curious to hear what you guys have to say, because it was the most difficult on the card for me to pick. So, you know, like I say, if I'm struggling that much, I'm going to take the dog, because I'm looking at it as closer to a coin flip.
Yeah, so Genie's on Edson, you know, super strong as well, 100%. Zach Pruitt, this line's way off. You know, Eddie Rodriguez says Edson destroyed Dan Hooker, 100%. Fucking made him quit with his body shots. Tough. Timbo, you got a tough decision here, baby. You going Thug Nasty, you going it's Barbosa.
It ain't tough for me.
Oh, whoa.
I'm all over this fucking dog. This is crazy. Oh,
Dog City, baby.
I'm the dog, the big bad dog.
Let's go. Man,
y'all got this dude fucked up, man. This is fucking Edson Barbosa. Like, and granted, like, he's been fucked up in there, but end of the day, his takedown defense is 78%. Like,
yeah,
he got ragdolled by Khabib, but who doesn't? Yeah, he got ragdolled by Kevin Lee, but who doesn't? But who the fuck is Bryce Mitchell fought, dude? This hype train's about to get derailed real quick. And Edson looked good against Giga, really did. He pieced him up pretty good. He got finished out in the third. But Bryce Mitchell's that's not gonna happen with Bryce Mitchell. The Shane Burgos fight, like, same shit. Like, this dude is fucking vicious. Like, he brings fucking wheel kicks and shit with him. Like, I'm taking Barbosa to finish him. And yeah, I think this line is way off. I'm all over Barbosa here. I think Bryce Mitchell's getting way too hyped up for literally not being anybody. Like, Andre Feely, like, okay, congrats. Like, but Andre Feely's definitely not fucking the legend Edson Barbosa.
Congrats.
So, yeah, give me Junior here.
Edson Barbosa Junior. So I agree with everything I said. I do. I agree that Barbosa is crazy to be a dog here. However. You know, gotta go Thug Nasty here, and I'll tell you why. This is a tough fight for me. Everyone's disagreeing with me. I get it. I'm going to look like an idiot when I'm wrong. Bryce Mitchell, the one thing I really has reservations is he takes time off, because it costs $15 to live in Arkansas. He doesn't need the money. So he always takes time off to train and whatnot, drill fucking holes in his nuts and shit. You guys remember that? He fucking tore his nutsack open with a fucking electric drill.
No.
Yeah, dude. That was years ago. It was brutal. But he's very good, and he's getting better. He's a tricky southpaw, and Edson struggles with guys who are kind of awkward. He's really good with really good strikers, so destroying him. But then when you get the awkward, gritty Arkansas tough Bryce Mitchell, he's going to make it ugly. He knows he's got to close the distance. He knows he can't stay on the outside. He's going to get kicked up. And he's eventually going to land enough strikes where that he's going to work his takedowns. Now, I don't think Bryce Mitchell has shown to be like this killer on top because he has fought two guys that were that are decent names his last two fights, and he won by decision. He seemed complacent to go by decision. He seems strong in there too. When he gets a hold of you, he's strong. Edson Barboza, there's this narrative that, you know, anybody can take him down. You guys hit that. I mean, Kevin Lee and Khabib are fucking as top as they get. I believe Makwa and Amir Khani took him down once, maybe twice, but, you know, that was, you know, desperate stuff. He dominated Amir Khani. But when you go grappler versus striker, I'm going to take the young gun here. I'm going to take the up-and-coming guy over Edson Barboza. Now, this goes against everything I believe in. I believe in strength of schedule. I believe in guys who have put in the time. And Bryce Mitchell has fought really nobody. One name, Philly, who's not top of the line. And Barboza's fought everyone. Win, lose, or draw, he's fought fucking everyone. He's main evented. He's been in there. He's not going to get tired for three rounds. So this goes against everything I say. This is more of a gut feeling. And yeah, Zachary Pruitt, I just said he's going to land enough strikes. I think he's working on his striking, but I think he's going to make it ugly. He's going to get in there and make it ugly. He's a tricky southpaw. I think he's going to go in. He's going to land some up close strikes in clinch range, try to take him down. I don't think he's obviously going to finish him. I see a decision victory being here. Barboza's tough to get out of there. The only thing I can think of is Barboza maybe might be overlooking him. And he could like gas because he's done that in the past. But listen, my opinion aside, I'm going Bryce Mitchell. I don't know if I'm going to bet him yet. I'm not that confident in him. But I have two other sharps sitting right here. And the chat's making fun of me. So
yeah, I don't think he touches Barboza on strikes.
So
I don't think he lands one
go
strike.
Against me, right? That I don't need to be right all the time. I'm just giving my opinion. I can't sit here and be like, I literally have Bryce Mitchell written down. I'm not gonna be like, you know what, you guys said Barboza. I truly believe that Barboza is gonna get him. But I got two other sharps in the chat saying I'm a fucking complete moron. So if you're listening or not watching, go with them. Okay. I just, again, this is might not even be something I bet. There's just something tells me that Arkansas Strong, Bryce Mitchell, is going to get it. And he's been getting a lot of shit. You know, he was on Ariel talking some conspiracy theory stuff. So he's in a little bit of hot water as of lately, Bryce Mitchell. So I think a lot of people are wanting to see him lose. All right, co-main event. Wasn't the co-main event we wanted. Wasn't the co-main event that should have been replaced. Dana White went on Robbie Fox's Barstool show today saying that Islam said yes, and he went to sleep thinking it's Islam RDA. He woke up to Islam turning it down. So that's what he said. I have no idea why. So now we get RDA versus Renato Moicano. Dos Anjos was 195 yesterday. I believe DraftKings has him at 165. Is that correct? Yeah, 165 on DraftKings. And Moicano is to be had at plus 165, 145. It's moving a little bit. Moicano just got to Vegas from Brazil. Just fought not too long ago. This is a catch weight at 160. Dos Anjos has been training for a while. He's been off for 16 months. Timbo. Oh, wait. Yeah. Who we got? Who we got, Timbo?
My bad. Say that line again. Apologize.
Yeah. So, or I had RDAs at minus 195 yesterday. He's minus 165. And Moicano is to be had at, excuse me, Moicano is to be had at one plus 145. So Moicano's the dog here. But fairly close.
Yeah, you know, shout out to both of these guys. I know there was a fight I can't remember which one it was, but you had made it a point, you know, that like RDA deserves some credit here too, because this shit's been changed a lot of times for him.
He's willing to accept anybody.
Yeah, he's ready to rock, and I like that. I like that mentality he's going in. He seems ready. He hasn't fought in shit a year and a half, and he's getting up there in age too. He's what, 37?
Yeah.
Fighting, you know, Moicano, who's 32, kind of old 32 though, because he's been beat up pretty bad the past couple of years. He's been finished three times pretty viciously. But I got to go with Dos Anjos here. You know, former champ, he's got the experience. He's got he's real crisp with his strikes. He can grapple as well. Moicano, I'd actually talked shit about him on the last podcast, and I had to eat that because he finished Hernandez.
Yeah,
but. Let's get the record straight that Hernandez and RDA are not in the two fucking same galaxy. So yeah, give me RDA. I think he probably takes it by decision, but Yeah, that's what I probably like to bet RDA by decision here.
Yeah, I see the chat. Everyone's saying Moicano's a live dog. RDA is going to struggle with Moicano. And I'm like, Timbo, I've doubted Moicano. He's 16-4-1. He's got a great record. I didn't like him at 45. I like him at 55. My biggest reservation is he's coming from Brazil in like 3 days, cutting to 160. He just fought, had a good fight. He looked dominant. He's fantastic on the ground, but so is RDA. And RDA looks to be in shape. He's back at 155. I know he's getting a little older. He's took some time off. It was probably the longest break in his career, maybe. I know Clay Guida broke his jaw way back when, so maybe he took some time off from that. But this seems like a long break from for RDA here. And I love that he's willing to fight everybody. He was loving to fight fucking anybody. And Zachary Pruitt, yes, it is still five rounds, which is another big thing. I love RDA here. He's my third slime ball candidate as well.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think RDA is going to cruise here. I think, they're very evenly matched. I think RDA has better stand-up. I think Moicano and him cancel each other on the ground. I don't really see any either guy going for a takedown. And I think RDA, if he's smart, he'll kick at the legs, he'll move around a little bit, he'll throw some hands, and he's going to make this go five rounds. Moicano's a legit dude, but there's no way he's ready for five rounds after getting off a plane from Brazil, cutting to 160. And I'm starting to like Moicano because, after his last fight, money Moicano, I want the big fights. He was one of the first guys to throw his name in the hat to fight RDA, which I like. He's in Brazil on the beach with fucking big-ass women around them, and he's like, yeah, I got you. I'll hop on this 18-hour fucking flight. So much respect to Moicano, much respect to Rafael dos Anjos, but I like RDA here. I like RDA big. This is one of my more confident picks here. So Christian champ status, what we got?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have my first disagreement with Jeannie Douglas of all time. He was saying that Moicano is going to be the bigger fighter. And, so I was like, oh, let me look at these metrics. He is taller.
He
does have a better reach. But make no mistake, RDA is a 170-pounder and Moicano is a 145-er.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the opposite. I think RDA is going to be so much bigger. It's going to be a few inches shorter, but he's thick.
He's a thick boy. Yeah. Moicano, though.
Solid.
I think he wasted a lot of his career making 45 because he is a big fucking dude too. Mm-hmm. I mean, when he fought his last fight, who did he just fight?
Alex Hernandez.
And Hernandez is like stout, right? He's a big, and Moicano looks so big. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but go ahead, Christian, break it down some more.
Yeah, I think he is going to be like truly the stronger, more powerful, and he's going to be able to use that size to push, to really push Moicano around. I like Moicano, but I mean, this is a massive step up on a very short notice. I mean, how good did RDA look against Felder? I know that was short notice too, but I mean, he, other than it being a split decision, but right. He whooped that ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These guys are just on different levels. Like RDA is, that's, you beat him, you're talking title shot range.
Mm-hmm.
Moicano, you guys weren't picking Moicano a week or two ago, and now he's going against RDA, and all of a sudden it's like, well, just because his name is hot, all of a sudden, this. Yeah, I'm not as confident as you, but I think RDA rolls here.
I'm big.
Five rounds.
Five rounds is what makes me confident, because Moicano is getting a bag, right, and he matches up well, and he goes, listen, this is a win-win for me.
Right?
Huh?
They're doing this at 160 instead of 160,
right. Yeah. And he goes, this is a win-win for me. I'm stepping up on short notice. I'm getting a bag. I'm fighting a fucking legend, former champion. What do I got to lose? Let me get in there, and I can give three rounds, see if I catch him. I mean, Moicano's got great submissions. I mean, RDA got submitted by Cerrone in grappling not too long ago. So, I know grappling's different MMA, but you know what I mean? Like, Moicano's like got a shot here, and he knows it. I just think RDA is better everywhere, and I think he's motivated too. I think sometimes RDA was constantly fighting the worst matchups for him. We're talking about Edson Barboza having a great record, great guy who he's fought, right? RDA's right up there. I mean, and he'll fight anybody. And RDA, how do you beat him? You take him down, you smother him, and you'll get an Olympic wrestler coming, and RDA is like, I'll fight him. I don't fucking care. He doesn't take easy fights. And I just think he's hungry, man, being a time away. I think he's primed to do it. So yeah, I'm big on him. I'm surprised on the line. I get it. Moicano is a legit dude, but give me RDA big. All right, main event. we got some bad blood here, boys. We got two boys who don't like each other, right? I know you've been hearing that all week. People saying it's fake. People saying it's bullshit. I'm very curious to see the press conference tomorrow. I got to imagine they're going to have, like, security everywhere, because I seriously think if Colby brings up George's baby mama, the woman he has kids with, I think George might, like, pull out, like, a fucking saber and, like, stab him or something. Like, something's going down tomorrow. Colby Covington, minus 320 versus Jorge Masvidal. Plus 250. All right.
Is this the fight you struggled with?
Yes.
Is this really? Wow. I couldn't realize we're at the last.
So who wants to go first? Who wants to go first? You want it to be me? I don't have an answer yet. Timbo, you look confident. You handsome son of a bitch. Go first.
I'm extremely confident.
Okay. Christian, go first, then Timbo.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Christian.
Colby Covington is going to win this fight. These fights only come around so often, and they're usually around this range. Like, when you guys backed T-Wood in that fight, it was the most confident I think I ever was. Like, I mean, Colby.
Listen, in my defense,
best 170er in the entire world. Okay, and it's not even close. Masvidal is a journeyman. Like,
in my defense about the T-Wood fight, he does have the song that says "I'll beat your ass." Okay, so that's all I'm gonna say. In my defense, he has a song like that. But go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard it. Beat your way.
I'll beat your way.
Shit goes.
Yeah. This Colby rolls here. These guys are not on the same, like, not even close to the same level. Masvidal hasn't, knocking out Ben Askren, like, you know, Jake Paul can knock out Ben Askren. It's just that it's not, and that's what he has, this mystique. His aura is all, you know, around that little run he had. But Colby is going to wash the mat with him. This is one of those perfect. I'll put Colby in so many parlays, and if I have to hedge out a little bit at the end of the night, so be it. I think, and we talked about this already, like, with Colby by a decision, whatever that line is, that's
-110.
Yeah. Yeah,
Colby
yeah,
by decision is -110. That's your bet there.
You could do those DraftKings ones, like the pre-package, like Colby and over 2.5 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, and you'll probably get 130 range. I'm all over that. I'm really excited to hear what you guys have to say, because I am so supremely confident.
I love confident picks. I don't like wavering. You're a man of conviction. You're confident. I love that shit. Nice job there. Timbo,
we're in the comments real quick. Usman could barely hold Masvidal down.
There's some good points being made. We got some sharps in the comments. They're making some good points here.
Yeah, this is the best chat I remember ever.
Yeah, we have a good chat going on here. Timbo, what you got, my guy?
So I'll be betting this fight twice. I think Masvidal first round KO is fucking 13-1. That's a
first round KO, 13-1. Okay.
That's insane. Like, yeah, you got to bet that.
Okay.
Cause he does have the power to, you know, rock Colby's world and put him out. We've seen it on numerous occasions. His gas tank, I don't really know what to think about Masvidal's gas tank. Cause, like, we saw him against Usman the mm-hmm. first time. And I think he held up pretty well, if I'm not mistaken. I think he held
on like
up
a week's well. Notice. They went 5 rounds, right?
That's right. Yeah. So I mean, I think the gas tank's there, but Colby's gas tank is different. Yo, this dude's got the best gas tank in the UFC.
He's got a no second lung.
Maybe him, Dustin Poirier, but I think, you know, Colby. I it's gonna be weird to see it, because people are gonna expecting this guy Masvidal, because he talks all this shit and he's so good at it and he's so like captivating and like, damn, I really believe this guy's gonna fuck him up. But then like he talked the same shit to Usman, you know? Yeah. And we saw what happened in both of those fights. First fight he was fucking controlled. He did not hold Usman off of him. Usman was on top of him the whole fight, maybe not on the ground, but he had him up against the cage the whole fight. Yeah, the foot stomps. He landed like 1,000 foot stomps.
George's feet were sore.
Yeah. So, you know, I think Colby is just better. You know, maybe even in, not necessarily in the striking, but he can hold his own in the striking, as we saw against Usman. But, you know, wrestler versus striker, I'm taking wrestler the majority of the time. And when you're like probably the best, one of the best wrestlers in the division or maybe in the UFC, then give it to me. So I like old Colby.
You like chaos. Colby Chaos Covington. Man, I thought this was easy. I think I texted you guys on Monday when Timbo was saying the knockout, he was going to take Masvidal by knockout throughout the fight at plus like 400. I'm like, yeah, that's a bad bet, dude, because, you know, Colby's got it. And then I start listening to people, and then I start listening to my own brain. Then I start watching footage, and then I started going, man, this is close. And the one thing I think a lot of people are overlooking, well, maybe not even people are overlooking, because I think it is being discussed. There is a big brother aspect. George brought Colby in. There's a big brother aspect. Colby's very good. The one thing Colby's a little overrated at is, I think, holding people down. He can take you down because he wants to get you up to take you down again. George Masvidal brought in Bo Nickel, who he worked for 2 days with Usman, one, because he had such short notice. He brought in Bo Nickel for this camp, and Bo Nickel, in my opinion, is going to be future champion in the UFC, 185, 205 pounds, wherever he wants to fight at. That dude is a freak athlete, amazing wrestler from Penn State, fighting amateur MMA right now. He's 2-0. He's going to be a freak. I want it on the record that he's going to be future champion. So then I started thinking, George is doing the right things here, and he's got this crazy power. He's got this crazy mean streak. There's a lot of bad blood. Colby decided to stand with Usman. Now, is he going to stand with George to make a point? You know, he's got really quick punches, not a lot of steam on it. They're very accurate. His punches are coming together a little bit more. He puts this pressure on you that is very, very hard to do. And another thing that's really holding me back from just taking George outright is he has 50-something fights. He's been TKO'd by Rodrigo Dam, which was a bullshit TKO. He got dropped. Shouldn't have been a TKO. He got choked out by Toby Yamada. Those are like his only finishes. He got knocked out cold by Usman. Dead. First time in his career. Did that unlock something in your brain? Because there's guys that when you get knocked out, like Chris Lieben's a perfect example. He had the cement head for his whole career. Got knocked out by Anderson Silva. All of a sudden, you can start touching the guy again. You can start hurting him. So that's the one thing. I'm not saying Colby's going to knock him out, but where's the chin out on Masvidal? And then you look at the line at plus 250. You look at the history, everything. Listen, the easy bet is the bet Colby Covington, but I'm not an easy bet guy. I'm going toward him. I'm the dog, the big bad dog. And I'm fairly confident in it. I'm not as confident as Christian. Christian is going to bet his whole house. He's yelling at Molly. Hey, Molly, empty the gold in the backyard. We're putting it on Covington. I just think Masvidal has to win a couple rounds, because Masvidal, before this whole knockout run, he was in grimy, close decisions that were not close. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they were either really close or not close, and he's lost some decisions he should have won, and he's won some he should have lost. Colby's not going to finish him. The best bet here is Colby by decision at plus 115. Is that what you said? Masvidal knockout, which I could see happen, but I see this fight going to decision, and I see him being fairly close. I see Colby having a hard time holding Masvidal down, and I see Masvidal being able to land a couple shots. I think he's going to make it interesting with his power. Colby doesn't have the best defense in the world. He does give up some shots. He just has that pressure, and the pressure is the biggest issue with me. But, you know, I've been back and forth on this. I got to go Masvidal. I literally don't have it written down until now. I might regret it, and I'm betting it too. I can't sit here and tell you the main event and hype it up and all this and not bet it. I'm a fucking bet it. I'm going to bet him straight. Like, don't get me crazy. I'm not going to go parlay. Definitely will do the first round prop by knockout, and I also might take him by decision too. And then I'm definitely going to take the – I'm going to prop this fight to death, because I think there's a lot of different – options that can happen, but also a lot of like kind of straight line options. Like, yeah, sure, George can knock him out in the first round, but if not, it's going to a decision, and it might be a greasy one. It might be a split. It might be something crazy. You never know. This is in Vegas. Vegas has good judges, but if this was in Texas or Florida, I mean, who fucking knows? So that's it, man. That's it. Let's go locks. Locks in the night.
Do you remember when Masvidal lost to Damian Maya?
Yes.
Just checking.
I know. Yeah, Damian Maya like rode his back the whole time.
It was 5 years ago.
It was a while ago. Listen, it's tough.
If Maya ever was able to ride his back, Colby's gonna take it for a ride too.
I always bang on the fact that people are always like, you gotta find value. And obviously, I think Masvidal has a value to him, obviously, right? Because there's bad blood, there's the big brother aspect. I think there's some kind of mental situation here. But man, I don't know. It's a gut. It's my Midwest gut. I don't know what's fucking happening. I thought for sure I was picking Colby.
Masvidal's old too. He's like my age.
Yeah, he's like 37.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, like don't talk about yourself like that. You're not old, okay, man. You're a gorgeous man.
Do you remember when he's 37? Yeah. Do you remember when
Zach Johnson? I don't know. At George getting KO'd. Wow, that's a take.
I mean, like you said, the key might be unlocked. The door might be unlocked now for his brain.
You see it all the time. I've been watching MMA since I was 15, and you see, like, Chuck Liddell is a perfect example. When Rampage unlocked that fucking door, because Chuck, you could hit him with a bat. When Rampage at UFC 71 knocked him out, everyone could touch him then, right? It was his time to go. And George, 50 fights, you know, and he got slept. And he's old, right? Yeah, he's old. And he got slept. I mean, it'd be crazy if Colby knocks him out. Like, I don't know. Listen,
Colby,
I mean,
hurt Usman. Some people scored that fight for Colby, too. I mean, he hurt quite a few times late in that fight.
The one thing the second fight was very close. The first fight was very close, too, right? I'm not going to dispute that. However, the diehard Colby fans who goes, Colby's 2-0 against Usman. He got finished in the first fight. It didn't go to a decision. Early stoppage or not, he got finished. What are we talking about? Second fight was obviously very close. Listen, Colby is the guy that's like right behind Usman. Like, he's that good. His pace is that good. Everything, and he's getting better as well. His striking used to be atrocious, and now it's getting to a point where he's finding his own style, very rhythmic, very pitter-patty. He's not throwing big shots. He switches stance every once in a while because that's what wrestlers do typically, because they like shooting from a certain leg. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting fight. Listen, if Colby Covington KOs Masvidal, like, I don't know, dude. I don't know what I'll have to do something. I mean, that is crazy. Zach Johnson coming in saying Colby's level above most. I did not have Usman. He did have Usman on chicken legs, though. He did, you know, he cracked Usman for sure. He in both fights, he put it on his chin. So a lot of interesting things here. I don't like seeing the hardcore fans complain about it. Well, it's not a non-title fight. It's, you know, who cares about this? No, it's fucking, let's just go. Let's just watch two dudes who liked each other, now hate each other, beat each other up. All right, so we're on the locks. Christian, you're the champ, bub. So you get to pick whatever one you want first. You want. You're confident in a lot of guys. You want Dog. You want Mortal. You want Sindham.
Also, remember when Alan Quinta lost? I mean, remember when Jorge Masvidal lost to Raging Alan Quinta? You remember that?
Yes. And that was the famous, you're fucking booing me?
Me?
Fuck you. Alan Quinta. Oh, that's great. Christian, where are you going to go? You going to go Dog? You going to go Mortal? You going to go Sindham?
I'm going to start with Mortal. Woo! I don't think it's going to come to a surprise to anybody. I probably sound like some mega Colby Covington fanboy with how a cough.
Well, bro, I see your Make America, your Magna hat in the back tucked away. Yeah. So you're taking Colby Mortal Lock?
I'm going to take Colby as a Mortal Lock.
Man, that is. I mean, listen, that's a good bet. I'm one of the few cappers that are going to sit here and look you in the face and be like, I could be wrong, but I just have a feeling. Listen to these two guys.
I could always be wrong. I mean, I'm sure the next Mortal Lock pick is probably going to be my second choice. But
yeah. All right. I thought you were going Holland Mortal Lock. I think that was probably pretty close for you. Timbo, Mortal Lock, babe. Who we got locking up here? Who are you locking up, Timbo?
Nurmagomedov.
Umar Nurmagomedov. Now, remember, if he loses, you get negative points.
He ain't going to lose, though.
Okay. Hey, done. Done and done. I got you. Mortal Lock. All right, my Mortal Lock.
Okay, so me and Genie still back to a grand.
Genie's the best. That dude, he's here every time. He's the fucking man. All right, my Mortal Lock is going to be Rafael dos Anjos. Again, I'm just so confident in that guy. You know, Moicano's great, but
I mean, you can bet him almost straight.
Getting off a plane from Brazil, like, I just, you know, catch weight, just fighting. And I have nothing against Moicano, but I mean, RDA looks fucking ready, dude. I mean, this is a guy that's like, yeah, let's go, Islam, right? He didn't give a fuck, right? So I like that. I respect that. All right, Timbo, give me your dogs, baby. You don't have many. So
Eddie Rodriguez wants to know who I took the strap from. It was Timbo.
Yeah, Timbo had the strap. Or is he just another paper champ? I think we're all paper champs because the belt goes around a lot. But if there's one guy that's not a paper champ, it's Timbo, because he held it for like, it felt like three goddamn years at one point.
Yeah, Christian came and fucked it up.
You just kept winning, dude. All right, so Timbo, you got your dog lock, or you sent him home? Excuse me. Which one do you want to go with?
Give me the dog. And give it's going to be no surprise that I'm taking a fucking NFL All-Pro athlete.
Wow, surprised you're taking that.
Yeah, dog lock for sure to beat fucking Sergey Spivak.
Sergey Spivak.
A polar bear in my ass.
Hey, Timbo. Nah, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I was going to bet you I'm not going to do it. All right. My dog lock. I have a few options here. Man, I should just fucking say fuck the world and go, you know what? Hey, Christian.
Jorge Masvidal,
dog lock. No, I won't do it. No, because I'm really, honestly, wholeheartedly, I'm not that confident in that. I am confident in.
I don't want you to take my dog. That's all I'm worried about.
I'm gonna go. Jamie Malachi as my dog lock.
That's what I said. That's what I didn't want you to take.
I'm sorry, bro. That's the best dog in the card. I'm picking winners. All right, Christian, dog lock, babe.
This is kind of crazy because it's a fight I hadn't picked when we were doing like.
And now you're gonna lock him up.
And I'm gonna lock him up, but Tim convinced me so much, and you know I respect both of your guys' opinions, but I like
Edson.
Edson Barboza.
Wow, that's who I thought for sure. Tim, I know Tim likes Tim. Tim Hardy, Greg Hardy. I thought for sure he's taking Edson. Both you guys, because Tim looked at the camera and I was breaking down the Bryce Mitchell and go. He ain't touching Edson. I went, shit, man. Should I just stop talking? Fuck me. This guy's confident. All right. So you got Edson Barboza as your dog. All right. So I lead us off with send him. You know what? Give me Kennedy. Kennedy and Jukwu. I think he could take out. I think he can take him out. There's a couple options there. I was going to go Masvidal just to get extra points because, you know, but I do think that fight's going to be close decision. All right. Christian, send him home, babe.
Did somebody take Holland already for
Holland? No one's taking Kevin Holland.
All right. Well, I was going to take Spivak, but I think Holland can do it too. Yeah. Give me Holland.
Yeah. Spivak was highlighted as my moral lock as well. Or excuse me, not moral lock. Send him home.
Yeah.
Timbo, send him home. You doubling down on Greg Hardy? Cause you could.
No. I had a plan to take, Hardy as the dog and then Edson as the send him home.
Okay.
I'm gonna bet I think every single other than your dog lock, I'm probably gonna be betting all of these.
Yeah, we gotta win some money.
Maybe I'm gonna be lazy and I'll actually post it this week.
Yeah, give me Edson as my send him home.
Well, you can't because lands up. Christian took him as a dog. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted Malarkey, but
sorry.
This is tough because I don't. Marina Rodriguez would be my next one, but she's fucking fighting a chick who's. Definitely not gonna get finished.
Yeah, it's so hard to bet a send them with a Chinese, like against a Chinese.
Yeah, player. So dude, they know if they don't fucking
listen. You could double down on Greg Hardy, dude.
I don't want to do that.
That's your guy, man. Oh,
he can win it.
You got another good one. The other female fight as well. I think that's a prime finish as well.
Oh hell yeah, give me Agapova.
Agapova, yeah. I think
no doubt. That's a good look.
I think the longer that fight goes, Moreau's been off for a while, and she's gonna be like, "I'm in here with this bitch, this fucking killer." All right, that's it, boys. That's the show. Enjoy the pay per view. Appreciate everyone watching the chat. You guys were on fire. Let's give it up for the chat. I wanna say one thing. I wanna kind of I've been doing really terrible at announcing the slime ball. The slime ball parlay. It was off last week. We're back. It is going to be Rafael Dos Anjos, RDA, as most people call him. It is going to be Umar Nurmagomedov. I know he's heavy. I apologize. And Dustin Jacoby. And guess what? That's your money. Hey,
let's go, man.
I bought this money gun today at Target for $15, and all my daughter is begging to use it. I said, no, this is daddy's toy. I'm a fucking child. And now I got to clean this up. Great. All right, boys. Thank you for hopping on. Thank you for the chat. Love everybody. I'll see ya.
See ya.
Those are my guys right there. Good show. We were all in a really great mood. The chat was on fire. I absolutely loved it. The chat chiming in. Jeannie Douglas, he's here every week. We had a lot of good people coming in, chiming in, and I fucking love that. I love nothing more than to talk MMA with fellow MMA heads about a pretty good fight card. Not only talking about MMA, just talking about who's going to win and who's wrong and who's right. Listen, my opinion is not gold, baby, right? You know, I like to be right, but I'm wrong a lot of the times. And my boys were confident. You know what I mean? They feel like they were a hell of a lot more confident than me. I still feel like I picked a pretty good card, but, you know, some of their confidence was great. So, listen, if you tell any of us, you know, hopefully win some money. I'm gonna bet a lot of these fights. I'm fucking jacked up. Let's fucking go. Follow me on all social media, MMA Takes Podcast on everything. Rate and review on iTunes Store. And let's have a fucking night, boys. All right, that's it.
Woo! Hey, pal, do me a favor. Get her down off there. What do you say? Woo! I say let her dance. Woo! Come on, motherfucker, back! Come on! Come on, motherfucker!
Escort this gentleman to the door.
Come on. Do you see that shit?
That guy.
He's good. He's real good.
The name is Dollar.